Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Okay. It's the Alt 105.3 podcast. It's DK here, and I'm joined by comedian Rachel Feinstein. And Johnny, you're going to have to pronounce your last name
LaQuasto.
For me. LaQuasto. LaQuasto. Yeah. They are both going to be at Punchline Comedy Club tonight, Friday, 7:30, and again at 9:45, and again tomorrow, Saturday, same times.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Do you have any rituals of, like, do you drink before your shows, or do you go on cold sober, either of you?
Rituals is a fun word.
I'm like a legit, really spiritual, like vegan, wholesome twat. So before my shows, I try to have like a sugar-free Red Bull and vodka, and then like a more sugary Red Bull and vodka. Mm-hmm.
You just call yourself a twat.
And then if there's a Moscow Mule on tap, she has three of those.
Because I'm worth it. I'm worth it.
You are worth it.
Yeah. That's been my go-to lately is Moscow Mules, because I can drink four of them and be hammered and wake up the next morning and feel okay, even though I guess there's a lot of sugar in them. But do hangover? So like,
no,
if you
they're made
up,
from natural cow.
Cage-free cows.
The ginger cows?
Yeah. Sure, the ginger. They're made from, ginger cows and turmeric cows.
Okay, good.
So
they're healthy. They're good for you.
Very, and it's like all turmeric. Yeah.
So when did you get to San Francisco? Today or yesterday? Or how long have you been here?
I got here yesterday afternoon, and I'm just happy to be here, man. My parents grew up around here.
Oh, so this is kind of like, I don't know. You're comfortable in the Bay Area?
Yeah, they're nice to us here. Usually, they'll send any sex offender to pick me up from the airport. Here, they're kindly and cool and relaxed. I mean, I go to some gross places, you know?
Have you been? You've been on the road, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's that been like?
I've had a soft taco thrown at me in Des Moines. I mean...
Well, that's not a bad thing.
I mean, you know, they kind of threw it at my tittage area and then it just sort of fell down, sadly. I wouldn't say it was one of the finer moments of my life.
If it was wrapped in foil, then you could catch it and eat it. Then that's not a bad thing to have tacos thrown at you.
That's true.
But it wasn't that type of taco.
I wasn't able to catch a bite, but...
Why did they throw it at you? What'd you say?
Well, I was playing at this... Actually, that was at a college and... I was playing in the middle of their kind of refreshments station. That's where they had decided we would be a good place to mount a stage for me.
Okay.
And the kids were pissed. They wanted to be able to microwave their hot pockets and stuff. And I was just like an impediment on the way to them, like, microwaving their lunch. So
you don't get in the way of college kids and their tacos.
No. And so they threw one right at my left tit, and I'll never forget it. Jeremy.
Did you have to do the rest of your set with like a... salsa stain on your boob?
Yeah, there was. I usually do have stains on myself, to be fair. There's usually some stains, and people feel comfortable cleaning me throughout the day. I've noticed people just sort of pick things, and I'm
you're
like
okay
thankful
with that.
For that. Yeah, I need that cleaning service. People just pick debris on me throughout.
Okay, so I'm with you on that. I love it. So if I have like spinach in my teeth, I want someone to be like, oh, hey, you got something.
Yeah.
Because if I find it 5 minutes later, in my producer, Gmo, if I saw spinach in my teeth when I went to the bathroom and you didn't tell me, I'd come out and be like, what the fuck, Gmo?
Yeah, no, I got your back.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But if someone's picking lint off me, I'm a dick. I'm like, don't fucking touch me. But you're okay with that.
I have very few boundaries. Yeah. Okay. I don't really believe in germs either. Go ahead, clean me, touch me. I don't care.
And are you married?
Yes.
Is your husband a germaphobe or is he?
No, he doesn't care at all. Actually, yeah, he's pretty filthy himself. He's a fireman, so he'll come home.
Oh, lucky.
Just, stinking, but in kind of a sexy way.
He's a captain.
I don't mind a
little
stink.
He's a fire captain?
Fire captain, and he's got a mustache that looks like he should be solving crimes in Scotland Yard.
Oh my God. So I have this fantasy where I get to marry a fireman because they go away for like 4 or 5 days at a time. Right?
It is nice, the overnights, because there's like built-in breaks, when they're staying at the firehouse. But he got his mustache right after we got married, and he started smoking a pipe, so he is turning into a Scotland Yard detective.
He's like Popeye?
Yeah. I cut it myself the other day. I did a pretty trifling job, but I tried.
I thought it looked all right.
You cut his mustache?
Yeah.
Is he protective of it, or is he like, here, have at it?
Well, he said he got it for like Movember,
that's
and so, but that
gone.
Was a while ago, and... I told his mother, he's Peter Brennan. He's an Irish Colombian fireman. So I told his mom and I was like, she doesn't like the mustache. And she was like, the mustache must go. And I said, Pete says they got it for Movember to bring like awareness to men's, prostate cancer. She goes, Peter does not care about anything like that.
He just wanted to go with the mustache.
He was just being stupid with the other boys at the firehouse. He does not care. That is just an excuse.
Do you like the tickle of a mustache?
No, I don't care for it too much. Yeah, I'd like him to, but I guess it's his to me, the mustache and his smoking a pipe as soon as we got married was his kind of way of formally taking himself off the market. So I appreciate it. He got this massive lip broom. Yeah, to me, it was more significant than the vows. He was retiring himself as a man.
And he has to pack the pipe with the tobacco and stuff or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He comes home. Like, I walk in. He's like, elementary, my dear Watson.
Wait, so does he have an accent for real? Because you just, when you impersonated his mom, she has an accent. Does he have any accent?
He has a New York accent. It's almost a fireman accent. I realize a lot of them have that same voice. That it's like an FDNY voice.
Fire department.
And yeah, they go, firefighter.
Firefighter.
Okay, so I was, this is embarrassing to admit, I follow a firefighter Instagram account.
Why not? Please.
Okay,
I'm actively aroused by many of his friends.
Thank you for not judging me. And there was a photo of a New York firefighter yesterday of some dude that was handsome and he had this giant mustache. And I'm like, was that your husband? I don't remember the guy's name.
Look. What's the account?
I got to find.
I'll have to find.
Yeah, show me him and I'll know if it was the same person, because if so, I feel horrible for lusting after your husband.
No, you will please. You're welcome to.
But if I don't know, I'm not into pipes, so that might have been the instant turn off.
Well, here he is before the mustache, but yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't him.
But
damn, your husband's hot.
Thanks, man. He's pretty cute.
Oh, my gosh. How does he like you touring? Like, is he okay with you being on the road?
He's here now. He's laying on the bed with his mustache.
Oh, he is here. Okay.
He's studying to be a chief right now. So he studies his chief books. I'm such a dickhead. I just put stuff in his books all the time. Like, it's this long, specific information about fires. And I'll write in, like, the Reach method, just so you know, is, like, new to the books. But if you see a fire, you need to, A, stop and applaud the fire. Like, fires don't get celebrated. Like, I just put all this uselessness in the middle of very important man fire information.
Well, you need to break up the monotony of studying with some comedy, right?
Yeah, I write, like, questions in. I'm like, how did the first fire get started? And then I wrote, like, A, like a whore left her, you know. I say, like, a whore left her valise and a strange petticoat in the middle of a man's, you know, drawing room. And then it caught fire and it just some utter horseshit. And he's like, yeah, the whore and valise story wasn't helpful when I was at Fire Tech, which is this class.
I don't know. I think you may be onto something. Imagine if we were like in high school having to learn shit about trigonometry, but every third page there was like some comedy bit.
I would shake it up a little.
I would soak up the information because then I'm into the book. So you might have a future in like ad-libbing educational books.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, not that you don't have an amazing future comedy.
I did terribly in school and I used to write letters to my teachers at the bottom of tests. I would just wildly fail. Like, I was like an emergency moron in school. Like,
really?
Yeah, everybody was up in arms. They were scanning me. They were doing brain scans. They kept re-scanning like a grocery store trying to figure out like what the fuck was wrong with me. And I went to summer school every year. I had like a summer school dance I did. Everyone knew me at summer school. It wasn't a matter of like, you know, was I going? It was just like, what am I wearing to summer school this year?
Oh, it's Rachel again. She's on her fourth summer of summer school.
Yeah, and then I would just wildly fail tests, and then I'd write a letter like, you know what, I really, this book spoke to me in many ways, but da-da-da, just some sort of weird personal excuse, yeah.
Do you keep in touch with any of those people from summer school?
I'm in touch with, my girlfriends from high school, but they were all, like, good students, and they kind of just missed me. They're like, you're going to be at summer school, right, so you won't be able to hang. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of my deal.
I didn't know summer school was a real thing. Like, where I grew up, I don't even know if we had it, but we're Pennsylvania.
Where'd you grow up?
Pennsylvania, so education.
Oh, they don't even have education in Pennsylvania.
No.
They just teach you how to, like, yeah. I don't know.
We just got Facebook, so we're working on
it. Yo, you just got it. You've been on MySpace for the last 10 years, haven't you?
Yeah, LinkedIn, the whole thing.
Who's in your top 8 in MySpace?
I actually, before MySpace died, I had a top 40. I put in the secret code to get a top 40.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Wait, for real?
I had a top 40.
Okay, did you customize your MySpace page, like, by learning the code and stuff?
I tried to customize it a little bit. It wasn't anything good, because I'm an idiot, but, like, I did get the top 40 in there.
Okay.
And
I'm really impressed.
I think it still exists. Yeah.
So I don't even know. Can you look up a MySpace page
you
in
sure
2019?
Yeah.
Okay, pull yours up on your phone. I want to see it.
It died, but it never left.
I'm going to give out the link when I see it.
Sure.
So I tried to delete my MySpace page. Hopefully it's gone. But I spent so much time, you know, 12 years ago, trying to customize, like learning what the code said. Because you could do that. You can't do that on Facebook. But on MySpace, you could change everything on the page by editing the script. But is that your page?
You can change your skin.
Coming up?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so who were your top... Tell me who your top 4 friends were on MySpace.
Oh, they're all comedians.
Okay, so who would those be? Aside from, obviously, Rachel Feinstein, who's amazing. Who are your other 3?
There's, it looks like my old roommate, a guy named Mo Mandel.
Okay.
Now a guy who's famous, Gerard Carmichael. and they're the only two that are showing up. It's not
good. Okay, got it. You know why it's not loading? Because it's MySpace and no one cares anymore.
That's true.
Well, I'm really excited for you guys having a show tonight at Punchline Comedy Club. You can get tickets at punchlinecomedyclub.com or you can get them at the door. Is that right? Oh,
get them online.
Get them online.
We're running out. It's time to get puss nasty at the Punchline.
That's
they're
right.
Hot.
They've asked me not to say that, actually, just so you know. They want to distance themselves from that expression, puss nasty at the Punchline.
Well, that's what sold me on the show when
the
you just said
nasty
that. Is that your hashtag, puss nasty tour?
No, I have no formal education. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, you and me both.
But we're getting puss nasty tonight. Get your Jaeger at the Punchline.
And they do have mules on tap. Mm-hmm. I had some last night. It's powerful.
Yeah?
Yo, the mules is lit, son.
Yeah, one mule, you're going to be...
Okay, sign me up.
Mules
I can't do Jaeger.
Lit up. It's Jaeger. Not a Christian show. It's not a Jewish show either,
no.
All right? This is an ungodly show. But if you're ready to put God aside for an evening, you're going to have a puss nasty time.
I don't know that if I've ever heard a better endorsement for a show than you just gave me. So, again, punchlinecomedyclub.com. Get your tickets now. It's Rachel Feinstein and Johnny...
LaQuasto.
DK on the Afterwards podcast on Alt 105.3.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's do a photo real quick.